That's all I need to know about you.
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 If you decide to serve papers to someone while they're debuting a trailer for their new movie, that's all I need to know about you. I don't feel sad about it. Is that bad that I don't feel sad about it?
Actually, it's not. And you know what? I'll let you just speak first and then I'll tell you my thoughts on it. It's not. Okay. You shouldn't feel sad about it.
So the breakup between Jason Sudeikis and Olivia Wilde, it's been, I guess, complicated. So the papers that were served to Olivia Wilde were about custody of the children.
Yeah, if you don't know, she was debuting her trailer for her new movie, which, by the way, stars her new boyfriend, Harry Styles,
yes,
which is also the time that they fell in love or whatever, and she left Jason Sudeikis and their two children. So she's debuting this trailer in Las Vegas at a huge convention, mm-hmm, and right in the middle of that, somebody walks up and drops an envelope that says personal and confidential on the table.
Right.
Turns out those are papers served for a custody battle that she's got going on with Jason Sudeikis.
Now, in Jason Sudeikis' defense, he said that he had no idea and no prior knowledge that the papers were being served in that manner and that he would never have approved or condoned a situation like that.
When you hire somebody, a marshal, to serve papers, mm-hmm, that is the last part that you know about it. You tell them likely places that they can find the person, usually where they live, what their phone number is, where you can find them at their job or whatever. But they have to find that person. And to be fair, most people that are being served, they avoid it. They don't want to be served. So they don't answer the door. They don't do those things. And you have to do it with witness and you have to do it in front of somebody, I believe.
Why do I always feel bad for Jason? So here's the thing. I feel bad for Jason Sudeikis.
Because Harry Styles is so good looking.
And I guess. Why? But if I had to choose between Jason Sudeikis and Harry Styles, yeah, I would choose Jason Sudeikis. Not just because I love Ted Lasso and it's my favorite show. Not just because of that. But I just feel like I feel bad for him. His, you know, longtime partner with two children, mm-hmm, left him for a young, hot boy band guy who's starring in her new movie. It's like everything Hollywood that you expect, you know? Not that Jason Sudeikis is having a hard time finding women, let's be honest.
No, listen, they're both doing well. The real thing becomes is, you know, they both have busy schedules. So if you don't have an agreement on custody, if you don't have arrangements, these things are going to become a problem. Mm-hmm. So if you see your ex jet-setting in, you know, Milan or on the coast of Greece or whatever, hanging out with Harry Styles, and you can't get a hold of her for basic questions about your kids, something has to be done.
So
right?
Hold on. When you had your divorce, did you serve her? Or did,
yes,
she serve you? What happened?
Yes. I had to have her served and she avoided it like the plague. They
what
had
did
to
you
track
do?
Her down. I hired a marshal.
And
you have to hire a marshal to do it. And then if they can't get a hold of him by a certain time, in some states, you can post it in the newspaper,
uh-huh,
and then, you know, you can move forward with the divorce. I had to do both.
Really?
Yeah. And the marshal had to go. She was in another state. The marshal had to go three times before they were able to find this person.
Wow.
Yes.
Our boss said he was served in a Starbucks.
Wherever they can find you, right?
That's
if that's where they know where to track you, right? And I bet you when he was served in that Starbucks, somebody followed him. There was a marshal that followed him, saw he went to the coffee place, and then dropped it on a table right next to him.
I don't know. If you were ever served somewhere strange, just out of curiosity, you can call us at 1-800-330-9999. Or if you had to serve somebody, what happened? She's not the first celebrity that got served papers publicly. Ciara got served papers while she was on stage at a concert.
Sure.
Rapper Tyga got served twice, once at his sneaker launch party, second time at his birthday party.
I mean, again, right? When you know that you're going to be liable for something or something's going to dissolve and you don't want it to, there's a lot of reasons to duck being served papers. People do it all the time. You got to find them.
Chris Humphries, that's Kim Kardashian's first husband.
Yeah.
Served her in the sneakiest way. They hid the papers in a Nordstrom gift box.
Nice.
And sent it to Kanye West because they believed that they were having an affair at, yeah, the time. Well, that's
good,
crazy.
Good guess, man. Good job.
You ever get served papers publicly or have papers served in a wacky way? This is all coming up because Jason Sudeikis and Olivia Wilde, I shouldn't say they're divorced. Their breakup has been messy. And she got served papers in a custody battle over the kids this past week in Las Vegas while she was on stage debuting her new movie trailer.
Now, again, when somebody hires somebody to serve papers, they don't tell them how it's going to work. They just tell them whether it's likely that they can find them. And then the person who serves the papers will check those places, but they'll check other places too if they're having trouble getting them. This was pretty crafty. I know she's going to be there. And oh, look, she's on stage. She can't run away. I'm going to drop this right here.
It's amazing. I can't even believe it. They said they're going to step up the security at these places, at CinemaCon or whatever it was. But
you've been wanting to citizen arrest impress somebody for many, many years. Imagine if you could do this instead, right? If you were the person that were serving people, right? It's kind of like being a bounty hunter in a way, except you don't have to worry about violence. You just drop those papers and run.
Raven had a you had to track down your ex-wife. You couldn't get him served.
Yeah, they were going to put an article in the paper. Like so if you try and serve somebody over X amount of time, you know, you're not supposed to be able to get a divorce and absentee unless you've taken certain steps. And so we had to put a thing in the paper. Eventually they found her.
Under a rock? Where was she?
I mean, basically, frankly, she was all over the place, that one.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Did you ever get served papers or serve someone?
I served my ex, and I served him on the day after Thanksgiving.
Yep.
Because I knew that he would never expect it.
Right. On Black Friday, because he'd be shopping.
Well, I mean, you have to catch people off guard sometimes.
Because he never would have answered the door, and he was living with us, but I wanted him out. But I just had a happy Thanksgiving with him, and I think he might have thought that we were going to stay together. So I just said, I'm going to take the kids to my mom's for the day after Thanksgiving, and then I served him. But it was done very systematically. My lawyer knew where he was. It was like I called my lawyer, said he's alone now, go get him, and then
you get it. That's savage.
It's like you're having somebody come grab a fugitive, right? But, I mean, that's the game that you have to play at a certain point. No, it was the same way when I had to have it done. And, you know, in my town, so there's several people that will do the service, right? But the marshals, it's a family full of them. They've been doing it for three generations. So they've been breaking hearts all over town forever.
Wow.
They rule the zip code in despair.
It's like the Repo Man.
Yeah, but I don't feel bad at all. Right. I had to do what I had to do.
Yeah, that's right.
And all's fair in love and war. That's what I think.
Yeah. You know, as soon as I saw it, it changed my opinion of her, not him. That's the truth.
Yeah, I don't know. That doesn't bother me that he did that. But she left him with two kids. But come on.